And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Newly released emails revealed that leading gender doctors at UCSF knew all along their treatments for children were based on what they themselves called weak evidence and consensus among like-minded activists posing as physicians. Translation, they made it up as they went along. And speaking of consequences, the same ideology is now providing violent criminals with get-out-of-jail-free cards. Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin just got 8 years instead of 30 requested by prosecutors, with the judge citing his freshly minted transgender identity as a mitigating factor. Over in Washington State, convicted pedophile Christopher Williams, serving time for sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl, was placed in a women's prison after claiming to be transgender. He's now assaulted multiple female inmates, including one he stalked and beat from behind while she stood at a microwave. And the consequences of weak borders aren't just theoretical. Canada's Liberal government granted a visitor visa to a Pakistani man on the UK sex offender registry for sexually abusing his underage niece. He'd been sentenced to just 6 years but fled to Spain before finishing, then convinced Canadian officials he was fleeing honor crimes. He's now fighting deportation while conservative MPs ask why the immigration minister who let him in was promoted to justice minister. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is taking border security seriously. The Treasury just sanctioned 8 Mexican individuals and 12 companies supplying fentanyl precursor chemicals to cartels. Over 500,000 Americans have died from fentanyl poisoning, and the Treasury Secretary made clear the administration intends to completely eliminate drug cartels. The FDA approved a second-generation abortion pill from Avita Solutions, a company whose stated mission is to normalize abortion. Some spiritual clarity emerged from Pittsburgh, where a bishop told the Catholic Identity Conference that Catholics must worship Christ alone, not modern idols like political correctness, Mother Earth, or LGBT ideology. His remarks came after Pope Leo blessed a block of ice at a Vatican climate conference, and thousands of LGBT Catholics processed carrying rainbow flags. And speaking of flags, Philadelphia recently raised the Chinese Communist flag over Independence Hall to, quote, honor diversity, because apparently nothing says freedom like flying the banner of history's deadliest totalitarian regime in the same place our nation was born. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.